T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to CNN, State of the Union star on Sunday mornings at 9. And, of course, during the week, 4 until 5 with the lead, Jake Tapper on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jake, welcome in.
How are you?
Very, very well. How about you?
Good.
Well, what's the lead of the lead today? So much to choose from. It's not a kind of sleepy Monday in the summer.
Oh, we got a lot. I mean, it's tough to narrow it down at 11 o'clock, but obviously the Russia investigation continues. The healthcare legislation also in the balance and unclear what's going to happen. Now, of course, the vote has been delayed because of the surgery that Senator John McCain had over the weekend, and obviously they need every last vote. Right now there are 50 votes against it, so they need 50 votes for it. Right now they don't have them because John McCain had this surgery.
What can you tell us about McCain? You're closer to it than I. It seems like it's more serious at this point. Won't vote this week, next week. I mean, what do you know about it?
I know that he is at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, that he had a lump removed from behind his eye. Right now, they're waiting for the pathology to find out if the lump was malignant or, mm-hmm. or benign. That obviously, how they treat it will obviously depend on that. And that's it. I mean, it is potentially very serious. He's 80 years old. That's obviously a very serious surgery.
Sure.
That said, he's a pretty tough old bird, and his mother is over 100, and she's still around, and he's been through cancer surgery in his face before, so, we'll have to see. Obviously, thoughts and prayers with him and his family.
But they would hold up on that, Jake, though, until he's recovered, do you think, or what's your sense of
that? Until he's able to vote. I mean, right now he has a hole in his head. He's not even able to fly. So,
right.
I think right now, yeah, I think the potential that they take the August recess as originally scheduled and wait until they have all 50 votes that they need. I mean, look, there are about 8 to 10 Republicans that are wavering on this bill. If they lose one of them, it's over. So they need every single vote. So they can't afford to lose anybody.
Is your sense that that's real, or is some of it the normal posturing we see so they can get into a better position?
Well, there is obviously some of that in terms of the bargaining and trying to get things for their individual states. But look, it's a very unpopular piece of legislation. And on its face, even though they have removed some of the tax cuts, obviously there were tax increases for Obamacare, mainly on wealthy Americans, and this bill would undo those. Some of those have now been removed, the tax cuts. Keeping in place some of those Obamacare taxes, but not all of them. They're still fundamentally there, and there's still also going to be a Congressional Budget Office analysis score on what this bill would do in terms of how many mm-hmm. Americans would have health insurance under this bill, how many would have it if Obamacare were kept the way it is right now. So it's not a popular piece of legislation. I think there are a number of Republicans that would like to vote for it. I think there are a number of Republicans that wouldn't mind if it just disappeared. We'll have to, especially some of the Republicans in vulnerable states. Mm. There aren't that many, really. But I think there are. There's in Arizona, Jeff Flake. And that's a state that Trump won, but not without some competition. And then in Nevada, especially Senator Dean Heller, that's a state that Hillary Clinton won, and it's a state where there's a Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, who supports the Medicaid expansion. So that's a tough spot for him.
How about Ohio, too? Now, Kasich was one of the leaders of this, particularly now, last when I interviewed him. And Portman, is he a guy that potentially, they expanded it, hundreds of thousands of people on Medicaid in Ohio?
Yeah, I mean, the politics of that are a little different because Portman just won re-election.
Okay.
So there's a little bit more cushion there for him in terms of you know, how he's going to vote. He doesn't have to worry about re-election in the immediate future, but he has not said how he's going to vote. So, look, I mean, for something that Republicans have been promising for years, repeal and replace Obamacare, the fact that there are so many Republicans that won't say how they will vote on this new legislation, I think says quite a bit. It says that, you know, they're not sure what it will do, and they're waiting to see what the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO score will be, and they're, you know, they might be concerned about the politics, because fundamentally, no matter what, this will be a bill that cuts some taxes on the wealthy and reduces some coverage on the poor because of the Medicaid expansion that it will decrease
the rate
of increase. You can call it cut, whatever you want to call it, but $700 billion of Medicaid spending that will not be there anymore. Some other issues we're going to cover today. President Trump is launching a Made in America Week, so we'll look at that. And also, what does this mean for products made by the Trump Company, products made by Ivanka Trump that are not made in America? Should the Trump Organization take a leadership role on this issue? We'll have an interview with Walter Schaub, who is obviously the head of the Government Ethics Department, who has been very vocal saying that there's an ethics crisis going on. And then I think we're going to cover Charlie Gard. Very, very sad story out of UK. I know you've covered it quite a bit about the little boy that you know has the government doctors in the UK have been pretty tough on what treatment he can get, what he cannot get. He's being, I think, examined today by an American physician in terms of what the treatment options might be. I mean, there are some people who are saying that the family should really focus on palliative care right now, making the kids suffer at least as little as possible. Others say this is up to the parents, and if the parents want to do everything they can to try to keep their kid alive, they should have that right. So we'll be covering that as well.
I'm glad you're covering that. I think it is a debate that's right at the heart of things. Jake Tapper, 4 o'clock today and 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia as always.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.